Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison, and I'm joined by the woman who started all with me, Kate Campbell. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm very nervous all of a sudden, like I've never done this before.
Oh, we've done it a few times. Hello. Lovely to have you back.
I'm thrilled.
It's been a long time.
It's been so long. Like, I actually don't even remember.
I feel like it was December last year.
That feels like an eternity.
Okay. Yeah, we've lived a few lifetimes since.
We've died and we're back, baby.
We're back. Someone who's not going to be back, Carl and Lindsay of Summer House fame.
This is the biggest news of my week.
Not that I thought they would make it forever, no. But I thought they'd make it to the wedding to make an episode.
I thought they'd make it down the aisle for a Summer House, Carl and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like a full spin-off. It's the whole reason that I feel like it was done so fast. And
yeah.
I kind of need to know what has happened. But then there's all these rumors that he asked for cameras to come back rolling and roll so on the breakup.
Yes. Like yeah. He blindsided her yeah. by getting the cameras back in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel like he's like a psychopath Sandoval type where it's just like, this has all been for the cameras kind of moment?
I think my read on it is that he was always never like totally in. It all happened way too quickly. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't mix when he was like trying to be Mr. like sober man. And then it was like a 0 to 100 too yeah. quick. And I feel like it's all gotten away from him. And he's kind of like, oh my God, we need to get married. And she wants to have a baby. And okay, I guess I'm just kind of doing this now. And then now he's had some sort of like, you know, the switch has flipped and she's probably got like heinously drunk at one.
No doubt.
Like, no doubt it is alcohol fueled.
Yeah.
And she's like lost her mind. And now Danielle is back in the fold. Like, how was that impacted things? And
not that like Danielle was sitting there saying like it was completely wrong. No. She was just blindsided by the whole thing.
100%.
And took it on too personally.
Took it. I would say. All of that was just crazy town. Like, yeah. I love her, but I'm like, you lost your mind.
I did enjoy her at that engagement party last year, just being like, dragging. Well, nobody told me. I only found out today. Like, just going around complaining to anyone who would listen, including family.
Anyone that kind of like made awkward a second of eye contact with her, she was like, did you listen to me?
Yeah, cross room. Did you know? I didn't know. I found out today.
It was the best.
I'm excited to see it play out.
Though. Oh, I'm like thrilled that all of this has been captured with cameras.
Lindsay would have been an insane person in the lead up to the wedding, though.
Insane, but I feel like
guaranteed.
That's been the whole, like, the arc of the season. And I feel like we've seen so many picks and whatever, like all the people exclusives that keep coming out, like at her bridal shower and this and that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happening. But then I've noticed sometimes like Paige isn't at all the events and then Maya isn't at all the events. So I was already scheming like, okay, what's happened? Because those girls aren't at all of the bridal events. So then maybe they're not invited to the wedding, but obviously now there's no wedding. So
yeah. And Paige will stand vindicated as well.
Oh my God. She's going to be thrilled.
Oh, she's just be like, you know, tapping the hands together. Just, yeah. Oh, but I'm excited. It's, to be honest, last season of Summer House dragged for me.
It dragged quite
a bit. And so this has given me a bit of life. The one thing I said to you the other day, though, that I am scared of with all of these franchises is the breakups of like the powerhouse couples on the shows.
Yeah, the Sandoval of it all.
Yeah, I feel like every show, as soon as they saw like the stardom these people had overnight on a failing show.
100%.
And now we've had Kyle and Mauricio,
yes.
Morgan drama out of the blue.
Yeah.
That apparently we're going to see play out. I'm like, sure.
Sure, we're not going to see. Like, there'll be nothing. The whole thing, I think, because I was listening to like Erica on
Two T's.
Like, I hate listen to that every week, but then every week I actually find myself loving them more.
Enthralled.
I'm enthralled. I'm like, I love this. But like Erica was saying on that the whole thing is that Kyle isn't wearing her wedding ring.
Okay.
And that's where they all start just being like, what's going on here? But also if that is just the drama that she's not wearing a wedding ring, go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, they were like the producers will act like they had these nuggets the entire time and it would just be like, yeah, she's just
didn't wear a ring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. quickly on VPR, saw some footage of the finale being filmed, the new season, and Chaotic Gay in a gold blazer threw a drink. Yeah, attack.
A violent attack.
A violent attack of drink throw. I don't. The only explanation I saw of this was from Billy Lee, saying apparently it was a man that knew her from her hometown and was like, "Why aren't you using your last name?" and all this kind of stuff, and was kind of accosting her at the bar, and then she ignored him, and then this all kind of like came from that. I just
I don't know if it's not true, whatever, but like, is that a bit of a stretch that all of this happened at this, at the filming, at this final event for Venom? Like, it's all very,
and the person who ran at him was Tom Sandoval, grabbing the chair off him and having like a hero moment or something. I'm like,
Go away.
This is all too convenient, almost like it's a redemption arc for him or something like that.
I agree. And, like, because obviously Billy Lee is the, like, single and only person who is, like, standing by him for some insane reason.
And barely a cast member. Like, she's, I doubt she's even going to be more than, like, a friend of status this season.
I think it's purely because she's the only person who would, like, film a speaking scene with him. Like, otherwise everyone is like, no.
We need a female in the room with him because all the other women on the show hate him.
No one will talk.
No.
But love to see the drama already. I'm like, bring it back to me now.
Oh, as soon as I was like, literally when I saw the footage, I was like, pause. Just like watching every frame, like, there's Kristen Doherty.
That's the same as Terry. Going back to, who is this man? Who is he? Bam, 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 bam.
What's it? It's like Blade Runner. It's like, enhance. Oh, yeah. And it's just like, goes, click, 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 click.
You being like Minority Report. But it's just this, a random
just looking for
video.
Kristen Doherty every time. Where is she?
Where is she? Oh, where's that girl?
And I can't wait. And also, apparently, Tom Schwartz's roommate, Joe, who is friend of Kristen, is the Chaos agent who dyed his hair and is on this new season in some capacity. So
I feel like she's going to be absolutely, like, haunted the whole time. Like,
as soon as you hear friend of Kristen, you're like, ooh, you're in for a ride.
You know, not a well soul. And, like, already those videos and those clips of her, like, scrubbing his hair in that sink. Yeah. I was like, why did it also have to occur in a kitchen sink dyeing that hair?
What? As he said, midlife crisis, asked him why this has happened. So tracks.
He's not looking great.
No, I still would.
Oh, you still would? Bubba.
Yeah. My Bubba now, Katie. You let him go. No. But yeah, I think he probably would stink of vodka coming out of his pores every day.
He would absolutely reek. I don't think he, like, ever would shower. And if he did, it would be like a stand and, like, you know, the showers that you take when you're, like, aggressively hungover and you just almost stand under the water.
He's probably sitting on the floor.
100%
sitting. He can't get upright.
Never. Yeah. And always wearing the slides.
Oh, yeah. The slides are always a sign of someone who's given up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not always, but...
Not always, but...
Sometimes.
On him. Reeks of that.
People living in WeHo wearing slides.
Yeah.
You've given up. Okay, Below Deck Down Under. Yes. The reason I want to touch down on this is because you watched both seasons in a violently short time.
I watched season one in a day. I don't even know how that happened, but like I watched the first season in a day, and I've also been like a non Below Deck person.
Yeah,
not by like any aggressive choice. It's like, it's just not for me.
Yeah, I think I probably spent times just telling you the plot lines of stuff, and you're like, yes, thank you, hun.
Yeah, they were like, I get care. It. Yeah. They're on a boat. Yeah. Like, sure. No, I am so in it. I'm like, I think I would be like a fantastic Chief Stew. I'm like, who would be a good bosun? I'm obsessed with the whole everywhere in my life. Now I just keep analyzing people in Below Deck terms. I love it. I just think it's so fantastic. But yes, I watched the whole first season in a day and I'm totally up to date.
Great. What are you thinking of the latest season?
I really like it. I like they're all like, how are they all just so hot? Everyone is, like, really hot on these boats. I'm trying to think what happened. Well, like, the whole thing with, like, Chef and Culver.
Yeah. And now she's going after Chow.
That's making me sick. Why is she going after him? I just think, and when she was, like, rubbing his arm the other week, I was like, no, Chef. don't, stop.
Don't. Yeah. She and then she was like, I like this, and just like stroke him on the back. I'm just like, no. This it, is like
no. She has just like
do it when you're both drunk. Exactly. As well. You know what I mean? Just like
not sober.
You guys always go out get rat shit or whatever. Yeah. You hop in that hot tub.
Yeah.
Do it then. Don't try and like sober. Kind of sitting no. on a beach being like, oh, just like flirty. You guys are like friends, you said before. This is going to be weird.
Well, that's what I think. It's like, it's going to be so weird. But that's one of my favorite parts of the show is that when the charter finishes, they have that like, you know, 12, not even 12 hours or whatever. No. And they get absolutely shit-faced beyond belief when they dock. And they're just like, meh. And someone's got the goddamn helmet on. Oh, I love it.
Horrific. And that's that I find it so painful to watch is that Harry, the really tall one, and him going after, is it, I want to say, it's not Madison or something.
No, it's, oh my God, it's going to, what's her name? The blonde, the really nice girl. Blonde girl.
Yeah.
Them kissing makes me feel physically
ill.
She is in like no way attracted to him. It's like this sympathy kiss, and I feel like everybody has had an interaction like that, but then you're not trapped on a boat with them, working with them.
He's just a tall, lanky kid.
He's a kid. Like,
and it's really, Margot. That's what makes it feel, Margot, yes, I knew it was an
Margot's her name, yeah. And I just think, oh my God, give it up. And how does he not know that, like, she's just not into him
not in at all.
The slightest.
It's very like, it's like the whole Kentucky energy, you know, like that kind of Stockholm syndrome. You only like see people around you, like, oh yeah, sure.
I cannot even tell you like how much, and I think literal one literal, one of the reasons that I love it the most is because it reminds me of when I worked in a summer camp. Like,
yes,
it is
that.
It is exactly that, and like Harry even reminds me of what I had a summer camp boyfriend exactly like him. That in the real world, you're like.
Would never touch.
No.
No.
But you just get caught up in it. It's absolute Stockholm syndrome. You're in this weird alternate reality where time just doesn't exist and nothing is real. It really reminds me of that. And then the times that you have off, you just get like so drunk. And
literally that.
Yeah.
What a time. Real Housewives of OC. Yes. I haven't talked about it yet on this new iteration of the show. Where are you at the moment with the girls?
I'm totally up to date with the girls. It's like poor Shannon at this point.
But she makes good TV.
She's incredible.
A wreck. She's a wreck of a human. I
could watch her do anything.
This whole thing of her like rushing the production crew, thinking if I run at them and start yelling about what's happening, they're going to turn off the cameras. They're going to stop recording me. She's done this multiple times,
and the cameras are still rolling each and every time.
I'm now convinced she's been doing this for seasons and seasons on end, and they finally went, do you know what? We'll just show everyone what she does every time. And she just like rushes us and goes, yeah, you're not using this. No, I'm not talking about this.
She just keeps railroading. But I love her. She's so chaotic and so wonderful. And I do just want like joy for Shannon as well. I'm like,
yeah, she like, hasn't John, had happiness in so no. long.
Like John is just not interested in the slightest, clearly. But it's really good. I feel like there's so much more to come with, like, Tamra and Jen, the new...
Jen's great.
I think actually, she's perfect.
She holds herself so well amongst those fucking insane women. Like, Tamra has brought her on this show to bash her, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's my new friend and I'm going to destroy her marriage. Her. Well, not her marriage, but, like, her relationship.
Tamra has made it, like, her number one goal to destroy her this season and just, like, take her down. And I'm like, were you not friends or...
Well, clearly not.
Clearly not. She's like, I am going to take her down.
She has held herself superbly during this entire time. And her boyfriend is disgusting.
He's horrid. He's already made merch. Like, he's so gross. He's
also just like, you know when people wear, like, horny on their sleeve? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I want something about fucking yeah or whatever. And he's like, you know, sending the towel to him. Like, yeah.
That's
just
exactly
like,
stop. Him. Like,
it's just that sleaze. Like,
He's real. Ugh. You look at him and I get a physical, like, shudder.
I do have a problem with when couples say they're on a break and then one sleeps with someone and then that other person brings the bitterness back into a relationship. Like, well, I didn't sleep with anyone. I'm just like, okay, well, then never have a break. Yeah, if you're not happy with that,
Exactly. Then don't do it. Like you said, you're on a break.
Yeah.
It was a break.
Actually, yeah. Actually break up or yes. leave it. But no, I'm actually loving this season of IC. Enjoying. Heather has no time for those women anymore. She's like, she is selling her house to check out of that show. She's like, see you, ladies.
Totally. She's like on a one-way ticket to the cast of Beverly Hills. Yeah. She is just like trotting her all way through. She doesn't fit. I do not think she fits with the women. They're trying to take her down big time as well this season.
But also the thing with it as well, it's this thing about them making out that she's been going after Shannon and stuff. She is repeating what they all would, which is...
Totally.
Shannon's gone drunk or ape shit off the show, told us all this information, and they've spoken amongst each other. And then Heather's done the good thing, which is not bring it on camera.
Exactly.
To, like, talk shit about her relationship. And all the women are like, oh, you're talking behind her back. So they can talk about Shannon's shit. And they've all just, like... They're just so stupid that they're gone, oh, well, we'll go for Heather for bringing, like, you know, for talking about it. I'm like, no, you all talk about her. Yeah. You all know this. She chose not to. And then Tamara's the one going, well, she's doing this.
Yeah. And they're all the ones then who are bringing it on camera.
Yeah.
Like, Heather has done it off camera, not to be brought on. And all of them are like, no, I'm going to take you down.
Just other quick things on OC. I forget Taylor's there half the time. Like, oh, Taylor. It's fine that she's around, but she's not.
She's not.
Okay, I forget she's there.
The best thing she did was...
mention the IMDb page.
The best thing she did was not even on the series. Is the other week when she got drunk at the front of that restaurant, Craig's, that they always go to.
Amazing.
That right there has like secured her another friend of season, I tell you that much. Yeah,
that was stardom right there.
She was just so, so good. That was the best thing I've ever seen. Her shaking her hair like slaying.
Holding an imaginary orange.
They end talking about, like, you gotta watch out for the, it's gonna, you know, the reunion's gonna be fire. They hadn't even filmed the reunion yet. Love it. But yeah, non-existent on the show.
Love her delusions.
Oh, incredible.
Jaina can't stand.
Cannot stand her. I'm really aggressive about that.
Yeah, I could hear that in your voice.
I just don't like her. I don't find her likable. She thinks she's funny, and I don't. But I'm a real big Emily fan.
This season, now Emily. Yeah. I've turned. I was never an Emily fan, except, you know, her iconic line, "New hip," in the opening credits for like one of the previous seasons. That was the only moment
her.
I was like, oh, great. But now I'm just like really into her, and I don't know why.
I'm so into her, and just drags the husband. Mm. I thought she like in a like cute little get up this week when she went to like the Harley Davidson place. Like always dressed to theme. Yes. Like I love it.
Yeah, it's like a costume shop for her, like totally. Just like running around.
I love her, but Gina, she's just not it for me.
She's not. She's also out of place on this show. She's out of place on a Real Housewives franchise.
I agree. It's just not for her, this show. I just don't think she sits here.
She could pop onto like a TLC or something and, you know, thrive there.
Yeah.
She's not meant for here.
No.
And more Vicky, please. I've been enjoying her little blips on the radar. So
yeah, we need her back. I think she's just got to come back. Another insane person.
Oh, absolutely mental.
But no, we haven't had enough of her. I just think she's great, and she knows like what she's there for.
Oh, yeah.
When she came the other week and they did like the keg stand, and they had to all like five of them trying to lift her in the air.
And she came as herself.
I loved that. I was like, you are an icon and you're crazy. Yeah. And I love her. And and the crazy list of what she required in a boyfriend wants the world.
Yeah. And she deserves the world.
She deserves the world.
Because she don't want her to die sad.
No.
As she said, she went on Ultimate Girls Trip.
Love her.
Quickly on, I've talked about it a few times already, but Roni, how are you feeling about the new girls?
Love it. Yep. Love it, love it, love it. I was talking about it today to random people in my office. Anyone who'll listen, I love it. It just feels so fresh, but so like... the same. I don't know, even that doesn't really make sense, but like it's so fresh, it's so Roni. It's like,
yeah, like it's low stakes drama, like it's like Roni's never been about huge dramatic pieces or like insane cheating and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, oh no, we just got petty shit against each other.
Just petty. They all like look phenomenal, they always dress amazing. I love that they're all really different, and they're really funny and I am absolutely here for Jenna Lyons not wanting to travel with them all.
Nor would you. She has, that's what I want to see on a housewife show. I want to see someone so rich that they will not travel with a cast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, also I would like to see, like, are you so rich that you should just be, like, getting a private jet for everyone else? I feel like that's more what their problem was.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She was like, why didn't you pay for us to all go on business class? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I love it. I really like them all. I feel like Jenna is great. Erin is, to me, like a housewives star.
Yeah.
She's so at home. She's so – I remember – before it started, they all asked there was some interview that they all did, and they were like, what current housewife are you the most like? And she said she's Kyle. She is a Kyle. She's so like the heart of this show already, and it's been on for like 6 weeks, and I'm already like, oh yeah, Erin, you are the linchpin between all of the friends and all of the group.
Yeah, because like I think Jenna actually genuinely likes her.
Jenna, yeah.
And then she has the links to the other girls as well, where I think everyone is just like still getting to know Jenna. Like exactly. They don't seem to be in with her whatsoever.
No.
Like, yeah, Erin's the only one going over to bring her like soup after her surgery.
So,
insane. There's a lot of health issues for poor Jenna.
Jenna, terribly unwell girl. But
yeah. She still looks stunning.
She looks amazing. Like her life still seems amazing. Like even though like she was walking around with the brother and everything, I was like, God, you were still thriving. Why are you on this show?
I like the brother. He was nice.
Loved the brother.
I fell in love as soon as he said, ordered a Negroni at the bar. I was like, that's my kind of man.
Yeah, he was really nice. I liked seeing that. Like, it was nice to see a bit more of
her family side.
Her family and everything. But yeah. I love it. And I'm excited to see where next week goes when it all kind of, I think, starts to descend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they're coming for Jenna. I'm just like, no.
Neither.
She's the one person you want to stay on the show, because if she stays on, you keep the show.
Exactly. I'm like, also, I'd absolutely be taking her free gifts and
give me all products. Your collaborations. I don't want to pay for shit.
I wouldn't want to pay for a thing. Whatever. Yeah. Do a little Instagram post. Yes. Jenna, send me some shit. I'll
unbox to my no followers. Like, that's fine.
Exactly.
I'll promote all your shit.
Absolutely.
And then extremely quickly, I know you're not on the Atlanta train at the moment, but the reunion's a mess.
I've seen the clips going. I've tapped out. It was just moving way too slow for me.
It was not a great season.
Yeah.
I do still, like, girls make me laugh. I'll say that. Oh. Drew Sidora is an absolute fucking mess.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her and Ralph just like, I don't know, come together at the reunion and just like, it's been terrible for so long. And I just don't understand how, because she started off this season pretending they were in this like good marriage.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this is terrible. Always has been. Your tagline is about, not taking the gaslight, taking the green light. Like, it's just like, if you have to acknowledge gaslighting in your
tagline,
then something's up.
They're a terrible
up,
couple.
Terrible. And then also Sheree has just come into the reunion insane, and she just mentioned like Candy's like shootings at a restaurant.
Yes.
It's like, you gotta get those shootings like under control. I'm just like, oh wow.
Because I saw that clip of like of Candy and Sheree like screaming at each other in the reunion, and I was like, okay, I need to go back and finish the rest of the season now. And it's all obviously like the Courtney and the Drew of it all.
Courtney's a mess.
The hot mic.
I don't know how they let her onto that show. She's
crazy.
She's an insane person.
She's crazy. I was also never a Drew Sidora fan.
Oh, no.
But now
she's unhinged. Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh no, I'm interested in what you're putting out.
Yeah. And Kenya's still not divorced from that terrible man.
Awful.
Terrible.
But what's happening there? She did that whole big other interview coming for the show.
Oh, because
she got
they've
one
cut out,
foot out.
They've cut out all her scenes.
Storyline.
So she like filmed a bunch of stuff with like Cynthia and did like events and all this kind of stuff. And they've just like cut her scene. So I feel sorry for her. But also, they maybe could have just been a bit ballsy. Who can say?
Well,
I don't
probably
know.
Probably were.
Maybe. Yeah, it's about Kenya Moore hair care.
Yeah,
so.
Kenya Moore hair care.
That's all I care about.
Me too.
As long as she just like throws herself into someone else's event to promote her product, then I'm fine with that.
Anything she does, I love.
Love. And then just to preface, we are recording this the day before Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Is going to air. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to see the girls. The new girl looks a bit unhinged.
She looks completely unhinged. Yeah. And I believe like she's a friend of Jen Shah.
Oh, great.
I think that is the connection.
The link. Yes. Okay.
I think she's going to be great. I think I'm excited for them to come back. Mm-hmm. And I Mary to be back.
Oh, Mary, I can't wait to see. I missed her last season.
Oh, we needed her, like, unhinged and her just, like, absolute. She just hates them all.
That scene at the end of the trailer with Heather going, so do you think I look inbred? She goes, I do.
And that's exactly what I want from her. Just permanently dragging them all. But with no, like, care. She's like, you're all horrid.
Yeah. She's living her own life and she just happens to have, like, cameras. Like, she gets forced into certain situations and she's like, okay, I'll do this, but God.
Exactly.
I don't care about this.
No, I love it. I'm, like, all for it to be back. Mm. You know, I'm like a weird Heather stan. So I don't know why.
Well, I hope she has so much. Some kind of redemption because she did not have a great season last season. She had a
terrible season.
That black eye shit.
That really annoyed me, that whole thing. So she better, like, absolutely kick her shit into gear. Because I need my girl back, baby.
Well, pray for Heather.
Pray for our pray for our Mormon queens.
Or ex-Mormon.
Bad Mormon.
Some ex-Mormons.
Yeah, some excommunicated. That's true.
So sorry. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mormon Church.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with Real Housewives of Sydney. And we're back with Real Housewives of Sydney. Season 1, Ep 3.
Mm.
I really should just find out the titles of these episodes so I can name them.
I'm sure they're, like, ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah. What would you title this episode?
It would be, like, something to do with Athena X is art.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
That's my key takeaway.
Yeah, they should go with that. Yeah. You should be writing.
I'll go to Hello, Foxtel.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, never to be seen again.
I wonder if it will just surface again. Like, I feel like...
Oh, they'd have to.
Well, like, you've got Chrissy and Nicole
exactly
from this show in your new version. Like...
Like, are they pretending?
I feel like they're pretending it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's my question. Is it, like, that it never happened?
It's, like, retconning that it ever happened.
Exactly. And that this new one is going to be season one? Like, are they going to call it season two?
I don't know. I hope we'll see. I can't wait to see how this is. Because it's like, because it was just like a new, because they've wiped all the socials on the Real Housewives of Sydney thing.
Really?
As well. Like, it's still, they're advertising it from the socials, but all of
the old content.
Gone.
Done.
It has been a while.
It's been a long while. Been, like, it did make me think that, like, watching it, I was like, oh my God, this has been a long time.
Mm.
But also got me really excited.
And Sydney looks stunning in this show.
Sydney's never looked better. The locations, I'm like, take me down to Double Bay, baby, which I never feel like.
No.
But it's, the shots are stunning.
Sydney's never looked better.
It's never looked better.
I guess it was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Everything's just got a, like, dark hue now or something. One thing that stood out to me in this was when we went to Melissa's house at the beginning of the app, and then it was like close up of Aria Ward.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't even clock that. I don't know how I missed that. I just love that entire scene and that rogue
that director. Insane.
Why was he so
animated? Yeah. I wrote down exactly what he said when they were looking at her punch scene.
Oh, I know.
And she was like, oh, line. Do you think that was good? And he goes, there's nothing better than a blonde chick punching a fucker out in the pub.
I kid you not, if I open my phone right now, I wrote that exact quote in my notes. Exact quote. I screamed. I was like, ah! He was incredible. I was like, who is this guy?
And I love, like, Melissa's confession. It was like, oh, he has a way with words. He's a screenwriter. And I'm just like, he's just going, fuck this. Fuck yeah.
Exactly. Just, like, tearing it to pieces. I was like, who is he? And, like, the concept of this film, it's like Cocaine Bear kind of vibes.
Would you watch Bo?
Absolutely. Also, now knowing Hugh Sheridan is in it. I died when he said that.
I had no idea. I've watched this so many times and I've never clocked that Hugh Sheridan was part of Bourne.
Hugh Sheridan and John Jarrett of Wolf Creek fame. I was like, true this horror is heads. A real film.
Yeah.
It's not just a random guy that they pulled in.
Well, I'm going to have to locate it somewhere.
Yeah, let's do a viewing, please.
The same way I'm trying to locate Switch the Bitch at the moment. You know, there, it does not exist. I know it was self-published, but it's nowhere. I think I just need to DM Petty Fleur and go, hey, how do you get your hands on Switch the Bitch in 2023?
Yeah, I need it now in my veins. Yeah. Help, help.
Please. Yeah. And I just like, you know, it can also, you know, maybe it's like life lessons as well.
Of course.
It could help me with where I'm at. Like,
I think it absolutely would help you.
Yeah. Well, look, Petty Fleur, if you're listening.
Help.
Need a copy, please. When Melissa was talking to Maddie about her time in the
industry.
Yes. Yes. And how tough it's been for her. Yeah. My one of my favorite lines when she was saying like, oh, like, you know, I'll see myself on the front page or something. And then it says, and then I swear I hear her say, Melissa Tkautz is anorexia.
I hope that's what she said.
It didn't sound like is anorexia. It just heard like is anorexia. She's the
introducing face the new face of anorexia. I love it.
Oh, that whole thing. I loved also just Maddie watching the film as well.
I loved her. And she just thought it was an absolute hoot.
Yeah.
It really made me miss her. I was like, oh, I really would have liked to have Maddie back in this new. Oh. I love her. She's so funny. Yes. She's so random. She's so in her own world. And that was one of like my key takeaways from the episode was, oh, we could have, I feel like we really could have done with her
as I was making a comeback. Yeah. I was hoping, I was saying to Jame on the last episode that I wish she was there in like a friend of capacity. Yeah. Like she doesn't even need to be main cast. Just, you know, they can pop down microdermabrasion, you know,
come to the clinic,
freeze your fat, all that kind of thing. Exactly. And just she pops in and out. Hopefully, who knows?
Maybe more. Well, maybe we'll
shock surprise.
Exactly.
We might say,
oh, it might happen.
I fingers crossed.
Mm.
Lisa, Athena and Nicole sitting down together to talk about Athena's behavior.
Really good. And again, another one who I was like, how in what world do we not have Athena X on camera again coming up later? She is a nut.
Yeah.
In the best possible way.
Like, in a very different way from, like, Lisa's very on, knows what she's saying, cameras, camera, camera.
Camera, 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 camera.
Where Athena, don't think she knows.
She doesn't, but she just truly believes in like everything that she is saying. I've never known someone to have so much self-worth, by the way. Mm. Like, I feel like I would do a Athena X self-worth course.
Yeah, she has a little pop down.
She is on another planet. And there's them looking at her, I think, with everything that she's saying, they're just kind of like, okay, sure. It's great.
And then Lisa just saying to her, all I wish was that you wouldn't speak so much.
I love
and
that.
And the thing is, she actually took a moment. She goes, yeah.
I love that.
I can't shut up.
I love that because I was like, oh, okay, she is a little bit in on the joke-ish, but she's great.
I think if someone doesn't come from her at like a really horrific angle, she's like happy to.
I think she's like play along. Yeah. She's quite playful. But if you're like going to go for her in like for one joke, she completely flips. I'm like, rightfully so.
We'll just stay on the Athena path. Her visiting Tim Olsen.
I died. That whole scene was incredible. That she is like the artist of a generation. But I also just liked how like adversarial she was with him. Anytime he had any feedback on her as an artist, she was like, no. How dare you? You should be like showing my art. And I loved him also just being like, this is no good.
Yeah.
Like,
he was also just taking the piss out of her the entire time. He's like, oh, this is not decorative to
you? Decorative. She was like, that is an insult to anyone in the art world using the word decorative.
And then she was like, my work is 100 years ahead of its time. And then he goes, I don't have time to wait for that.
Yes. He was great. There was some good, real like good lines character from him. Yeah. I loved it. I love that whole moment. Like her just doing art, like, who is she is what I guess kind of look at every time she does any sort of scene. But then I did love that it like kind of just rounded out by them being like, he's like, we've been friends for years and years and years.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't we do an event? Bring all your friends.
Yeah.
Basically, bring your friends who've got money and are going to spend cash in the rest of my gallery. Then I'll let you put a couple little paintings up. Yeah. Like, I loved that from him. Like,
but also, perfect. Like, bookending it with, like, I can't ruin my reputation.
Yeah.
As in, like, this is huge risk. You are a huge risk to this.
Yeah. You are an enormous risk.
Yeah.
But, I loved it. That's a really good scene.
And then who would know episode's time where she basically makes an absolute fool of herself and everyone. And Lisa Oldfield makes a fool of herself in like two episodes time when they do it in the gallery.
In the gallery. Amazing. I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, there is that huge thing coming up. So I was like, okay, great.
Amazing. Lisa. Oh.
Lisa's the downfall of Lisa's marriage.
Yeah. But also, she's also doing a live Thermomix ad in every like. She does it, and I think she also does it in a few episodes' time. She, like, brings the girls over and does, like, a Thermomix, like, don't cocktail thing. But even during that, like, when she's talking about the dinner she made, she's like, oh, it's like a Spanish recipe. I, like, adjusted it for the Thermomix.
Don't you dare.
And I'm just like, what's happening? Like, has they come to you as, like, a brand going, can you just make sure you just make a few mentions while you're filming about all just the amazing things Thermomix does?
Thermomix integration into the episode.
Yeah, yeah. Can you put in a plug for Thermomix while your marriage is falling apart?
We just need five mentions in the next minute. Is that, that's cool, great.
Yeah.
That whole dinner sequence, like, two people could not
hate each other more.
And I just love it. It's like the slight little jabs.
Mm.
And then it's just like, bam, they just hate each other. And then her dad and the random friend, not a peep from them. Not a peep.
No, just watching this passive aggressive. Yes. Maybe not even passive. It was just aggressive. Straight
up aggressive.
When they were talking, it was like the bird that disappeared. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, maybe you could have hopped on your broom. And she was like, oh, fuck off. Yes. And she's like, oh, probably going to hell for that.
And then she was like, see you there. And he's like, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
I love it. I do love when she like completely like flips and it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's hard to watch.
It's awful. Those scenes with them are also like, I feel like, oh no, that's like really real.
Yeah.
Like
it shouldn't be caught on film.
No, it's like we've seen every marriage under the sun crumble on in a housewife setting, but theirs is for some reason really dark. It's really like, oh
yeah.
I
like everything for Lisa is really put on in a lot of it, but these moments when it's not put on is the realest thing on the show, which is just a horrific marriage.
It's no good.
Thank God they're not together now.
Oh, terrible. Like, absolutely hate each other.
I'm shocked they're sitting.
The kids hate her as well. Like, no good.
I'm shocked they were sitting at the reunion couch by the end of the season. Insane. Talking about their marriage. I'm just like, no. You should be divorced by the end of this season.
It should have, like, production should have wrapped it up with a bow.
Do you remember?
Oh, God. What?
Do you remember, was it Hell's Kitchen where David was the contestant on it? Was it Hell's Kitchen? What was the format? It was on Channel 7.
I don't know, but I kept trying to think. Actually, I was watching. I was like, he was on.
What? There was one that Petty Fleur was on. Anyway, I think it was like Hell's Kitchen or whatever they did where they had like the celebrity version. And then he was on there cooking. And then when they did, their like family and friends could come in. And then like Lisa and Maddie came on as like the guests to like eat the food.
Oh, that's good. Oh, God, I do not remember that. That's great.
Yeah.
I kept thinking though, was like he on like Dancing with the Stars or something? Was she on Dancing with the Stars?
They were both on I'm a Celeb.
That's what it was. I was like, they on something. Yeah. They have done like what they were on the missile. Okay,
yeah, I think they were dropped in the middle of the season and then were gone shortly after.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. Which is not shocking.
No.
Whatsoever. And then very quickly, Nicole and Chrissy looking for a house in Sydney. All I need to say when I hear Nicole say, I don't have a budget, is fuck you.
It was like, I want to destroy you. When they were like, oh, this place is like 8 million. Go away.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Sydney property market where I can't like a shoebox for like $1 million.
Yeah. You're going to buy a shoebox that's falling apart that you would have to tear down the whole thing and renovate and it's still over a mil.
I loved when they were like strolling the streets and Chrissy's like, oh yeah, this is a bit of you, the greenery, like, you know, stunning Paddington. I was just like, oh my God.
We'll never see it.
Oh, not a thing. We're not welcome there.
Having said that, I would love to see the new house she's in for this season, whatever it is.
That actually was what I kept thinking is because also, you know, fun fact, the rental place that she is like living in, in the series, I have been in that building because an old boss of mine at this heinous PR company I used to work for lived in that building.
Amazing.
And it was when I was working it's like there.
Apartments in that building.
It's full apartments in that building. My God. It's in Rose Bay. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like all apartments, these like huge, stunning apartments. Mm. And when I worked there, they're like, oh, there's filming happening upstairs. One of the Real Housewives of Sydney is in there.
Amazing.
And the apartment looks exactly like the apartment I went into. And I'm like, oh my God.
What a bitch.
What? Yeah, burn.
How dare you? Let's go to Athena's party.
Mm.
The Buddha head gift from Victoria.
Absolutely heinous. Incredible gift giving. Where'd you buy that from? Bunnings?
Yeah, like, that was 100% like a $15 Bunnings. 100%. Just to go, here you go, here's a Buddha head.
I hate you. Yeah. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, I feel like I've seen that statue in Bunnings 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It was great. It's every
Western suburbs house by a pool. You know what I mean? Yes. Like they need one center point and it's that stupid head.
I've been to Bali. Yeah.
Their kids hair braided when they're over there.
Incredible. Yeah. I love that she lugged that thing, you know, down Pitt Street into the party. Really good from her though. Like really.
All these venues they go into in Sydney are closed down now.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what is this place?
Yeah, that place was, I think it was near George Street, but it's completely gone. Because I remember I looked up, I was like, oh, I want to do like I did it like last year being like, oh, it'd be good to go to like all the venues that they go to. And I looked half of them up. They're gone.
They would be. That's what I could think. It was like 1825. I'm like, I've never heard of that place. Also, like, no one's going to George Street. But I was just like, where are they?
No clue. The unhingedness of like Lisa buying Panos and Athena like an all expenses like Fiji trip.
That was crazy town.
I need to see if that actually happened because I felt like that was one of those gestures for the show to make it seem like rolling like we're in super cash.
Rich. Yeah.
Did they ever go?
Of course not. I also loved when Chrissy was like, I couldn't think of anything worse than being trapped in a Fiji villa with those two. Like, I was like, oh my God. But no, definitely.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Happened. I'd watch Chrissy away with them.
Descend. Absolutely descend.
And Johnny, wherever he is.
Yes. So,
still stuck over in China. Isn't
China.
He?
Yeah. Working. Busy guy.
Hope he's popping in for the new season just for a second.
I hope so.
We love. She can maybe go with D, her mum.
Her mum.
That'd be cute. Athena's message to Maddie.
Oh, the non apology.
Yeah, it is. Are you coming?
Are you coming? Not even a hello. Just a, are you coming to my party?
Yeah. I've reached out to her. Are you coming?
I've apologized. I tried to call her. I loved it as they all kept getting like more information about it. They're like, no, you didn't apologize to her. You just asked her if you're coming to the party. And she's like, no.
I love how immediate, as soon as they sat down at that table together, Athena was like, yeah, well, what's Maddie said? What's Maddie said? And they're just like, okay, just let it play out and then amp yourself up. Let's not go straight into it.
Totally.
Like, what have you guys been talking about?
Pull it down a couple of pegs, lady. But no, I did love that. And I also love Maddie just not going. I wouldn't go either. I'm a petty gal myself.
Great.
So I would be like, I'm absolutely not attending that. Yeah. You can rot.
Yeah. What am I going to do there? Like all smiles and just pretend we're mates?
Exactly.
Get like, you a little present?
Absolutely. No, go away.
Like, well, yeah, like especially like Victoria giving her, like, I know that was a piss take gift, but she had to be there to announce the fake girls trip at the end
we're going to the Whitsunday.
Actually, having said that, I do appreciate they didn't even make it seem like it was for anything.
That's
like
true.
She just went, hey, girls, we're going to the Whitsundays. They're just cheers like, yay.
Yeah, it was like nobody's birthday or anything, nothing.
No. Now, the weirdest thing was Lisa taking Victoria away to talk about her failing marriage.
That was so uncomfortable with the, can I just pull you away for a second?
Yeah.
Like everyone was sitting there like, sorry, what?
Just an odd pairing, but.
Very.
The thing I got a glimpse of that we never see again,
mm-hmm.
was that they could have been very like good if they became friends.
Friends, yeah.
Because when she was, like, talking to her and I just kind of saw, like, they connected for a second, for a split second, when she was like, I was in a bad marriage for 11 years. It's terrible to the kids. You can't be doing that.
That's true.
And then she was like, I'll give you my lawyer's number. Yeah. You need to get a divorce.
It was, like, very real. It was actually very, like, oh, no, I will help you out here. But you could already see Lisa, like, turning on her.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as she mentioned the lawyer stuff, it was kind of like...
She was didn't know confession. Like, that was very abrupt. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, well, you're complaining about someone saying you hate the mongrel you live with.
Yes.
And, like, all this terrible shit about your kids and you're crying in front of this woman. And then what should she say? Oh, work it out? No, she's probably saying, get the fuck away from this man.
She's telling you, like, I'm going to really actually be a friend to you and help you. But then it was, like, cut to Lisa in, like, the next minute, like, dancing for joy.
That and then Chrissy just needing to get higher.
Higher. With the little hat on.
Have you... And this is not me calling Chrissy a dog, but have that theory about dogs where it's like to assert dominance, they've always got to get higher than you. That's why they like climb lounges and like try and like, they try and get a height on you kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Very that mentality where it's like, oh, look at her like dancing around. And then it's just like, oh, I need to assert dominance. Let's put the tall hat on and then get on.
You will not be better than me. Oh. Yes. That's true. Very like top dog energy.
Yeah. But look, and then her going, I like a table.
I screamed when she said that. I was like, yes. But yeah, that was the perfect like end to that episode. Her just like living her best life with that little hat and dancing on the table. Perfect.
Amazing. This is like also the last time I think the women were happy.
Yeah, and then we're never seen again.
No.
It's like very, I think it feels dark from here on. Not dark, it gets just really aggressive from here. And like the big fight in Singapore, is that where they end up going on that big trip? Yeah, like I just feel like it goes.
Oh, every episode ends with some kind of like tears, tantrum, and then this
Lisa drowns in the next episode.
But it's just like, this was the last time you ended an episode where everyone was like, kind of like light and fun. And I'm just like, oh, it's a shame because you got a glimpse of it. Oh, it could have been like, you know, the gals having a good time, but you just don't get back to
that. They just hate each other.
No.
Like really hate each other.
But look, I enjoyed the hate for the most part.
Absolutely. Mm. I still was like, I was actually still like laughing out loud at it. And I was like, it was good. It was good.
The women were funny.
They were really funny.
And even when it was a bit like contrived, it was still good TV. Like it was still like, even though it was like a lot, you're like, oh, at least you're getting like some dramatics. Cause like
100%.
I have problems when I watch things like Real Housewives of New Jersey, when nothing is happening.
No.
Nothing is happening. You know what I mean? Like the women aren't even interesting enough to.
Yeah, there's no story at all.
And I can just go through episodes going, oh, and then I say, even though I really like Salt Lake City, also that show, when nothing is happening,
it lags.
There is absolutely nothing going on. And I can't stand that. Where I feel like at least, even for all its faults, Sydney had something going on every episode. And you're like, oh, great. I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, there was like always like a drive in every episode. You're like, okay, I know why I'm here and what's happening. Yeah.
Just very quickly on the new season, because I know you kind of are aware of a few of the players in the new version. Who are you looking forward to out of the new ladies?
Terry goddamn Viviano.
Yes.
Are you crazy? I can't wait to have her back on the screen.
Yeah.
Like,
were you a Wag Nation girl?
Of course I was. Oh, my God, I was. She, to me, is like... She's like Sydney Housewife. Yeah. Like I feel like remember thinking when the first Sydney Housewives came out that she should have been on.
Yes.
But I think maybe she thought she was a bit too good then, which I hope she still feels like that now. Mm. I'm very excited for her.
Fuck her husband.
So hot. So hot. I like her vibe. Mm. I want to know she's up to.
When they got photographed for Stella and when I saw like the single shot of her, I'm like, you look like a housewife.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
She does, doesn't she?
Well, she looks like she's got like villain energy to her, but she's just like, I feel like she fits perfectly. Not that I know much about her other than three episodes of Wag Nation I watched quite recently and I said, this was a show?
This happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's, I think she's great because she's someone who's like, she has villain energy.
Yep.
But then she's like really down to earth. And her, I remember in Wag Nation, like her family life and everything, that really like softens her.
Yeah.
And I think that is like a perfect housewife. She can like absolutely like cut a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, I love you. You're so beautiful with your family. And I'm into your whole thing. But she's so, you know, epitomizes to me like Sydney social scene.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Absolutely.
That's what this whole new season to me.
Yeah. I feel it feels fresh already.
Yeah, great. Not seen a frame. Yes. Not seen a single exactly. frame. No, fresh as fresh a show on TV. They'll use your little quotation marks. Yeah, quote. Kate Campbell. Fresh as show on TV. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and come back with some recommendations. And we're back with some recommendations. Now, Kate, what's yours?
Okay. This is a really good haunted one.
Great.
It's come via inspiration from one of our favorite podcasts.
Sexy Unique.
From Sexy Unique. Yep. Is I just listened to their recap of VH1's Rock of Love.
Yeah. Fantastic show.
For those who don't know, it's like an iconic dating show with Bret Michaels in the early 2000s. I've listened to their recap and now I'm deep into season one. I'm like six episodes in. It is one of the most unhinged, perfect, cooked reality shows you can ever watch. It's like The Bachelor, but if everyone is drunk.
Yeah.
And people are fine with it.
It's insane the shit they got away with on those, like, VH1 dating shows.
Insane. It's so funny. Mm. And, like, Bret Michaels is so just, like, all in. The women are cooked. It's just, like, groupies. It's so good. I could not recommend it more for something that's so dumb and so silly.
Where are you watching it?
You can watch it on Amazon Prime Video, of all places.
Oh, thank God, because
it's the only place you can watch
it. Well, no, thank God, because when they originally released the series, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to, like, touch down on this. Yes. The only place it was streaming was 7+.
No.
And so I was watching all these, like, ads on old life, and I was like, oh, no. I said, I can't do this.
No.
But if it's on Prime.
It's on Prime, so it's perfect.
Mama's going to be watching.
Exactly. It just churn. It's great. It's a perfect, like, put in the background watch as well. It's so stupid. It's perfect.
That's been my So Cosmo.
Yeah. Yes.
I only have one episode to go. It's so sad.
Oh, no.
It's a shame. Eight episode wonder.
Oh, 8 episode wonder.
Yeah.
Where did it go?
One and done. Yeah, no. It really reminds us. reminds me of us when we used to work together.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Not a lot. Typing away.
What are we
doing?
Did
anything happen?
What are we doing here? Adult daycare.
Yeah.
What a time. My recommendation this week, Jorgen, I feel like you might hate this. Demi Lovato is re-releasing her pop songs as rock versions.
Yeah, you've played a couple of these.
No, I only played for you. Sorry, Not Sorry, the rock version.
Oh yes.
She has now done more, so now we have a rock version of Cool for the Summer.
Really, I actually really like that original song.
Well, there we. Oh, and also she's changed a lyric, in it. So original song was "Don't Tell Your Mother."
Oh
yes. Cool for the Summer. Now she's changed it because, you know, she's like. Boss sexuality bitch is now go tell your mother.
Watch out, Demi.
Yes. Go tell your mother. Yeah, just making out with everyone.
Oh, love. Yeah, okay. Love.
And we've also got Confident and Heart Attack. So we've got Lovely Little Four. It's like an EP in a way.
You really love Demi, don't you?
I've loved the rock turn. Album from last year just was on nonstop. It just like, touched on a very like early... Like, oh, sorry, probably like late noughties, like emo vibes kind of thing. You know, that like mid-noughties, that kind of thing. It kind of really hit something in me there, and I'm just like
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, like kind of that era kind of thing. Yeah, it's like soft rock kind of stuff.
Yes, soft rock.
Yeah, so I'm like very into that. And so these rock versions just, you know, tickled that.
They're really getting you going.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So if anyone wants to engage in that, it's a great time. Slash features on the. Yes. On the Sorry Not Sorry.
Yes.
Lovely little guitar solo there.
Love that. Yeah. Love that for her.
Yeah, love that.
Good on her.
Kate, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram
mm-hmm.
at Katie Cam.
There were shears. And I'm,
that's all I do.
Yes. And I'm on Instagram at gasbagging or on TikTok at the same at. or at Dantel Morrison at. On Twitter/X. Kate, thank you so much for being here. And just quickly before we go, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
I'm getting renewed.
Thank God.
Thank God. She's not going anywhere. She's back. She's back on the pod.
Are you feeling better by the end of this? Because I feel like I feel like the second you came on, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I actually feel so much better instantly. Probably if anyone's stuck listening this entire time, maybe you'll feel I have eased. I was terrible nervous at the beginning. Like, why? Sitting with you, just talking. We talk every day of our lives.
Yeah, we talked for like an hour before this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
About bullshit.
About nothing. I feel great. She's back. She could just talk for hours. Try and turn this mic off.
Yeah. I'll just leave you doing a monologue afterwards. Like, one woman show.
Me.
I can't wait for your one woman show one day. That'd be great.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Just either like...
It'd be like Fleabag.
It would be like Fleabag. Yeah. I just actually rewatched that one woman show at the cinema.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen that?
No, I've not. I heard mixed about that.
Okay. No, it's really good.
Because I love the show.
Hilariously, this is why we're so weirdly in sync. I started last week rewatching the second season of Fleabag for the maybe fifth time. That is like my comfort show.
That first episode of that second season, them in the restaurant, is one of the most phenomenal pieces of television that has ever been committed to film.
I could not agree more. No. I think that is truly perfect TV. If you had to ask me.
It's just got like pace.
The pace.
I love the pace.
The pace, the tension, the writing, like all of them. The cast are phenomenal. Mm. That Andrew Scott is just the most stunning person I've ever seen in my life. And she's hot. Like, they're all just so good.
The way I cannot wait for that film with him and Paul
Mescal. And Paul Mescal.
Get it into my
veins now.
Flooding the floors, just seeing, like, a still of that film. I'm like, oh my God. How dare you?
I'm just like, get it into me now.
I need that.
So good. Yeah, I could just actually talk about Fleabag. Yeah. Fleabag season two. Season one I love, but that season two is on another level of perfection for me.
Stunning. And that's the only show I'll accept that I love that just finished at that point.
I agree. Yeah. It actually was perfect finish. Even though I just need more of it. Mm. It was beautiful. Love.
I won't go. I was going to go on a whole tangent about deep? I feel like, no, I was going to say, like, I feel like the new project she's doing aren't the same. Things that she works on, it's not hitting me.
It doesn't have the same, I don't know. It just doesn't have it in the same way.
But I won't. That's a whole nother episode within itself. Just talk about the movements of Phoebe Waller-Bridge. All right, Kate, thank you so much. And farewell.
Farewell.